Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the value of giving. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who multiplies the gifts of those who give, who rewards them abundantly, and admits them to paradise promised to them. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone without any partner. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, upon his companions and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to observe the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّكَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. But as for he who gives and fears Allah and believes in the best reward, we will ease him towards ease, or we will facilitate for him ease. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers, the act of giving charity is amongst the noblest of deeds and the most beautiful of qualities a person can embody. It is said to be a divine attribute for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this act of giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives himself this attribute in that he gives all creatures whatsoever is beneficial for them, and he guides them to the path by which they can maintain their existence. And hence the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam described his Lord by saying, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Our Lord is he who gave each thing its form and then guided it. The Prophet ﷺ also set for us an example in generosity and giving, for he was described as being more generous than a moisture-laden wind that would come upon people. And he would give in a manner as someone who never feared poverty. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that a man came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave that man a flock of sheep that were as numerous as filling the valley between two mountains. And in this manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would extend himself in giving to those who were needy, and he would alleviate the suffering of those who suffered. He would ease the pain of those who were in pain. And his very nature was that which would bring joy into the lives and the hearts upon those who were in his company. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, that the most beloved of people to Allah are those who are the most beneficial to the people. وَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ, and the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the happiness which a person enters into the hearts of a Muslim. أو تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَهُ, or that someone remove the distress from a Muslim. أو تَقْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنَهُ, or that someone settle the debt of a believer. أو تَطْرُدُ عَنْهُ جُوعَهُ, or they remove from someone, or ward off from someone, their hunger. أيها المؤمنون, O slaves of Allah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled out and distinguished his special slaves by his generosity, by manifesting in them this type of generosity. And so, whenever we find someone who is generous with themselves, generous with their time, generous with their wealth, then we should recognize that these are people who have been favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, مَنْ كَانَ مَعْهُ فَضْلُ ظَهْرٍ فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ عَلَى مَنْ لَا ظَهْرَ لَهُ. ومن كان له فضل من زاد فليعود به على من لا زاد له. That whomsoever has an extra amount should lend it to one who has none, and whoever has extra provision should give it to him who has none. In other words, by this measure, then we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this disparity in people's wealth as a means of testing those who have it, and then as a means of ensuring that those who succeed are those who recognize that whatsoever they've been given has been given to them as a trust and a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the nature of such as ahsan, hal jaza'ul ahsan, illa al-ahsan, is not this beautiful nature of being given except that which recompense such a beautiful nature. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted many of us wealth. And if we were to take ourselves to task by the standards of wealth in this world and the indexes of poverty, then we will find that almost all of us who are living in this part of the world and have enough salaries to take care of our families and our loved ones are from the rich people of this world. And we are people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored. And this entails that we seek to fulfill the rights of those who are otherwise poor in our vicinity and our spheres of influence and concern through this wealth. Likewise, it means that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us with something of other than wealth, that could be knowledge, or it could be certain skills, or it could be a specific sense of just strength and health, then we should be of benefit to the people around us. So we should share that knowledge, or we should be in service to people. And so this spirit of generosity is something by which we are able to multiply our rewards, and by which we ultimately attain unto the honor of being from the people of paradise. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises specifically those who give of themselves by saying, إِنَّ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Indeed, the men who practice charity and the women who practice charity and those who have loaned to Allah a goodly loan, they shall be those for whom the reward is multiplied, and for them is a noble reward. Subhanallah. What is it? How can it be possible that we can loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goodly known when He owns everything? And the scholars say this loaning is the giving of ourselves, for that is which He has tasked us with, and we give of ourselves for the sake of Allah through our intentions. And this in turn brings a multiplication and reward back, because this is how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So brothers and sisters, we can see from this that generosity is like a flourishing tree, and its branches spread out, and they provide shade and leaves and comfort, and they lift the burdens of those who are otherwise suffering. So let us be those who act in accordance with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when it comes to the giving of our wealth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّي عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take from their wealth a charity to cleanse and purify them through it, and pray for them. And this is the reference to the ayah of zakat, the obligatory charity, which as believers we should be very particularly cognizant of and to ensure, because it is one of the five pillars of Islam, that it is fulfilled. And so the Prophet ﷺ would often give whatever he had, and he would praise and make dua for those who gave. So when he came across someone who would give charity, he would say, Allahumma salli ala ali fulanin. Oh Allah, send your blessings upon the family of so-and-so. As this ayah we just quoted, that the Prophet ﷺ would ask for blessings to be on those who give their charity. And those who help mankind, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. For whosoever saves one life, it is as if he saved the life of mankind. Whether it be through the providing of food or water or providing of wealth. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from those who give of themselves in the service of humanity, and to give for nothing else except the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English Khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.